the glorious Lord Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. So glorious, so beautiful, beyond what we can comprehend. So beautiful, so merciful, gracious, long-suffering, patient. When you find Him, He's the only one you will want. We get to go directly to Him, to God Almighty. We get to go to Him. You know, no man can give us this. And it should be that way, right? What a privilege that we get to go directly to Him. I want to clarify one thing. I've been saying in some messages that, you know, we don't need a Bible to walk with God Almighty. It's that simple. In the heaven, we will not have a Bible. We will be with the revelation that we will be with God Almighty. For millions of people don't have a Bible today, and throughout history never had a Bible. But I want to clarify, I hold the Bible in great reverence, and we always should. Yes, it's the holy word of God. It's one of the principal ways that God speaks to us, to those of us who are fortunate to have a Bible. The scriptures, so important. And so I want to emphasize that we should really hold the Bible in such high reverence, and there's so many glorious, just the whole Bible is a glorious revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I want to give just one example. In the Garden of Eden, you know, it says there was every kind of tree, and there were two trees that it mentioned specifically, the tree of life, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Well, what these represent is the choice that man has between God and self. The tree of life is, God said, you can eat from the tree of life. That's God Almighty. That today, Jesus says, I'm the vine. Amen. But God said, don't eat from this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's self. And so when Adam did, he fell. And so today, it's the same choice that every person has. The choice between God Almighty or self. Self-will is the ultimate sin. Same choice today. It's very simple. There's the two sides. And that, you know, I always wondered about that with the, you know, God is perfect, and what He reveals in the Bible is perfect, and that right there in the Garden of Eden. You know, that the garden was the size of the Middle East. It was this massive garden. We don't know how many trees were there. Who knows? It doesn't say. But we know that there were two mentioned specifically, and that's the choice between God and self. And every person today has that. It's just amazing. This, you know, and I want to emphasize, as we view the Bible as so complex, and without the Holy Spirit, we can never understand any of it. But when we find the Holy Spirit, He reveals the Bible to us and the simplicity of it. That all those truths are really, really, really simple. You know, yet so profound, and such revelation and depth of revelation, the riches of the glory of the mystery. We will spend eternity in awe of Him and of all of His truth and His revelation. Amen.